got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I think that as a country, Australia has run out of ideas for reality television.
All right, so we got some big ones. So
we
we've
do
got
have some big
Married
ones.
At First Sight, The Bachelor.
A winner, yes.
Australian Survivor, that finale is on tonight. We just heard that Australian Idol's just had their final as well.
SAS Australia, all great platforms.
Lego Blocks.
Yes, Lego Masters.
Sorry. That's good. There's a new season of that. Very
Master
popular.
Chef.
Yeah.
Great.
We've got great reality TV shows.
We don't need any more. And I think we're kind of getting to the point where we're grasping at straws. I received a notice today that apparently there is a new reality TV show coming to Channel 7.
Now, you would have to say you're more inclined to watch reality TV shows.
Reality.
So the fact that you're already kind of finding it, I'm intrigued.
Well, because, you know, like I've watched, you know, reality TV shows in the past. Like, you know, there was one on Netflix about glass blowing.
No, that was great.
It was a great show.
I really liked that one.
If you liked that, you'll probably like this one.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Blow Up.
Blow Up?
Blow Up.
Okay.
It's going to be on Channel 7, and it's described as a one-of-a-kind competition that will leave the nation gasping for air when it premieres soon on Channel 7.
Now, before you say what it does, if you're listening right now, and you always go, oh, man, the TV stations are always in the radio station's pocket. I have a feeling you're going to disagree with that feeling after this because I don't think you have a kind word to say about Blow Up.
Look, it's hosted by some incredible comedians. Stephen Curry and comedian Becky Lucas are going to be hosting it. So, you know, there's good names attached to it.
Sure.
That's probably the only nice thing I can say about
it. What's the reality show about?
It's going to be seeing the nation's greatest balloon artists and decorators go head-to-head across a variety of decorating challenges.
Okay. Now,
it's balloons. They're blowing up balloons, Tim.
But you used to work as a children's party host.
Yes.
So you've seen some of that up close.
It's a technical skill. I'll give them that. Is it great television? Are we grasping at straws here?
Do you think maybe instead of a new reality TV show where, like, I imagine it's like Lego Masters, you get the best brickheads in and they build their things, but this is the best balloon animal artist.
Can it go beyond one season? Do they even have enough balloon artists to go one season?
Okay, calm down. For someone who I can almost guarantee has done no research into the Balloon Animal Association of Australia, you're throwing a lot of spit around.
Is that a real organisation?
Yeah, I said it, so it's real. Come on. Now, you're knocking it before you're even witnessing it. Because sometimes you see it and you go, wow. But what I've been trying to kind of say is maybe instead of a season, maybe like a two-part series. Like,
sure.
Like a special mini-series, two-parter, and it's called Blow Up, Australia's Passionate Balloon Animal Artist. maybe that's – but then, again, this could be the next big thing. Because remember, you were a big hate on Lego Masters.
Well,
Masters.
This is like – it looks like – because I've watched the trailer. It looks like Lego Masters but with balloons. Like they're building these huge things out of balloons. Like there's – in the trailer, there's one girl that's like made a dress out of balloons. Another guy's made like a helicopter out of balloons and it like fully spins. I think that's what these challenges will be. It's like you got to make out of balloons.
Because it's a domino effect. You can't just say it's like Lego, because Lego Masters is like the block but with Lego.
Yeah.
And then the block's like Big Brother except you have to build the house. Like it's always a cascading domino effect.
This is what
effect.
I mean. We're out of ideas. We've gotten to balloons. It's a step too far for me.
I think I like the balloon one. I think what we need to do is change. You know how you get people watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Instead of putting them in the jungle, put them at a Westfield shopping centre and it's called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That'd be the most captivating TV. Seeing Rove McManus try and just get to the shops. I would watch that all day long.
He's only got 5 minutes till closing.
Yeah, and he's got to blow up a balloon animal, you know? Maybe we should work in reality TV. I don't hate any of these ideas.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yesterday, one of my very specific fears became a very real reality for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone's got like weird phobias, fears. We've spoken at length, Jess, about your displeasure at moths, butterflies,
the ocean,
the darkness,
me.
Commitment, friendship, loneliness, you know.
A butterfly attacked me in the bathroom the other day and I had a panic attack.
Attacked?
Yes.
Why is there a butterfly
in
the bathroom?
Came like flapping. Why? Ooh. Exactly. Why?
Good name for a band. Butterfly in the bathroom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say butterfly attack.
No. Well, hey, write them both down. But something happened the other day at the shops. It was yesterday morning.
Mm.
It scared me so much that I sweared in front of a child.
Swore.
Thank you. Keep me honest. Someone's got to. Do you want to have a few guesses to see?
Did that child poke you in the eyeball?
No, that is a fear of mine, correct, but it was not okay. Something that happened.
Did you touch a banana?
No, I've overcome my displeasure of banana skin.
Okay.
I'll give you the location.
Sure.
The Westfield.
Okay. Was there no pink donuts available?
That has happened in the past, but yeah. All right, you're 0-3 and you're really painting a picture
of who you are as a person.
I took a step onto going down the escalator as it broke. No.
What did you do? How did you break it?
So my wife was ahead of me and I stepped on, and I was in the process because you know how I get like, I have to hype myself into it. Like what I imagine skydivers do getting out of a plane. But it's me stepping onto an escalator. And I'm like,
can't do that in front of your kid.
Yeah, I know. We've got to fake it. I know, to prove that everything's a, you know, life's a hurdle. You can jump over it. So I did the thing and I like hyped myself up and I put one foot on it, hand on the rail, and then both foot in. Maybe a second after I'm on it. My wife's ahead of me, mind you.
Yeah.
A real aggressive and sudden like, and a real loud like, and so then I drop an F, and then my wife turns to me and she points, and there's like a six-year-old guy behind
me. Oh,
no. And then, and I'm like, because I grabbed my wife. I was like, get off, come on.
Yeah.
And we get up at the top.
Why did you run off immediately?
Oh, man, I'm not sticking around to find out. I'm going to stick around. You watch Final Destination 3, you know what happens in that part? Jeez. See, my tone just went all back to, it's like I'm there all over again. What happened is, you know how, like, and this is the fear aspect for me. You know how at the bottom, like, because it's like little grates, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end, there's like a little almost like fork-styled, like, little protection ramp.
Yeah.
That had got caught by a step, bent the metal, mind you, and it had forced it to stop.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
Could have been your finger, Tim.
Could have been my life. My life flashed before me and I knew that the escalator was going to be a downfall for me. I've talked about this. No, don't trust an escalator.
Okay.
Don't trust an escalator because I almost got Final Destination 3'd.
Okay.
If you've seen that movie, you get the reference. The machine tried to eat me and my pregnant wife.
And then a shrapnel from the bottom step flew up into his eyeball.
No. Oh, Jess, no. Stop it. Bad. But yeah. Oh. And
did you get your pink donut though?
I was sold out again. But
you know. Damn it. Whistling the way home, listening
to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've had something a little bit interesting and I'm trying to figure out if my wife's full-blown rage is warranted or not. After we ordered a box of food, like meals to cook for the week, by like a company that we are now referring to as Fresh G'day.
Yes.
Because, you know, we would never name and shame
the
brand.
Don't want to slander anyone.
And I don't know if this is warranted. Should I be upset that at 2:45 a.m., what I initially and my wife thought was someone potentially breaking into the house after we heard the gate rustle, and our bedroom's right at the front door in town, and we hear all this banging and clanging, there's a light. As I said before, I'm standing in my jocks, ready to defend the household, just in fight or flight mode, and I'm standing there in my little blue bonds going, all right, you're not getting into my house. Turns out it was a delivery driver dropping off our meals for the week for Fresh G'day.
I think
2:45 a.m.
You can't be upset if Fresh G'day is bringing you even fresher food, Tim. They're bringing it to you early. Then you can't be upset.
Okay, I understand that you would sleep through literally someone bringing a shotgun to your front door. But, like, say imagine if it wasn't my house and someone else had a heap of kids or a heap of dogs. Like, the only reason we woke up is because our dog started barking in a defensive way.
She was defending the house.
She never does that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, if our dumb dog is barking, something's really going on. But just the G'day Fresh.
Well, apparently you're not the only one who's experienced this, Tim. We got Julian in St. Leonard's. Julian, you're a frequenter of Fresh G'day yourself?
yes, I am.
and
look, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Now,
how late have they delivered to you, Julian?
Well, I think we're at the end of the line in St. Leonard's, so they never come past like 1:30, 2-ish. But that being said, like, I'm waking up to a box full of food in the morning.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I was ready to run out on the street and scrap with this mystery burglar in my undies. But it was because you're not expecting it that time.
Oh, so this is a regular thing.
Oh, no, we're like every week, 12 to 6 a.m., like there'll be just a, you know, a man in a fluoro jacket and a torch shining it in our house at 2 a.m.
Hang on a second. Like, Tim, did you select 12 to 6 p.m. or a.m.?
I don't know. It was my wife running the account. She also sent it to Albury Wodonga to our old address last time we got it. So
maybe you selected 12 to 6 a.m.
I don't know. I'll have to check. But even, don't you think it's with the torch on the head at that time, you don't think, oh, my Aesop order's arriving. Like, you think something bad's going
right,
Julian.
Like, even if you did, like, you're waking up to something good.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I get the first time, it's a shock. But once you get used to it, like, it's brilliant.
All right.
I wish I could get, like, everything delivered at midnight. And you wake up and you've got a fresh new phone or you got something
it's
good.
It's like waking up on Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Except you got a bag of off carrots instead of presents for the entire family.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, a bit of conspiracy theory is going around at the moment, and it involves one of our favourite things.
Okay.
KFC.
All right, so we are naming them. I was just wanting to be sure about this, so yeah. Just to prove this isn't sponsored, McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, Red Rooster, fish and chips. There we go, saved it.
Apparently there is a new KFC popping up in Drysdale.
Yes, the Drysdale rumours. Now, I stumbled across a Facebook group, and it was like, supporters of the, what's it called?
Drysdale KFC Appreciation Page.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's neat. And then you looked into it and it doesn't exist.
Well, not yet. So the whole thing was there was some rumours going around that it was opening very soon.
Good meme slinging around the group from memory, from what you showed me,
Excellent meme work.
Like KFC chicken-related memes?
People are just waiting, just hanging on with bated breath, waiting for their wicked wings. And it's all because this KFC was supposed to be opened.
Okay.
It's still not open.
Still nothing.
And I can't seem to find anywhere that says when this date is of the opening.
Because I did see a thread where people were saying who should be performing at the grand opening of this KFC. And I immediately am so into that. And I've already
the Veronicas have been suggested.
I was thinking a bit more gettable. And no disrespect to the KFC in Drysdale. Maybe like a Lee Harding type person. Like he comes out, sings wasabi, but instead of wasabi, it's like wicked wings, boneless, you know, like boneless chicken.
Crushers.
Yeah, crushers. Yeah, he does a bit of that. Everyone's like, oh, how good's 2004? And we all get in there and have some chicken. I feel like that's a gettable.
I think that is gettable. A lot of people posting on the page as sick of waiting. That is all.
Yeah.
A lot of today, in fact, suggestions that potentially it could be opening this week. The date that is being thrown around the most, and I've dug deep into this Facebook page, Tim.
Wow.
April 18th is the date that's been thrown around
the
most. Yes. Apparently, that will be the opening day of Drysdale's KFC.
Maybe we need a, you know, like the radio station's here in town in Geelong. Maybe we need to get in the car, do a bit of a shakedown, go through and rattle some cages.
Surely we've got some contacts at KFC we can chat to. Like, surely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy to use the male white privilege that I have to source this. I feel like I could get some contact.
I want to dive deep into this and hopefully tomorrow we can have some answers on when the Drysdale KFC will be up and running. Yeah.
I know I have a baby on the way, but this is the most pressing issue. Well, what's going to be open first?
Yeah.
KFC or the baby being born, you know? What's happening?
I'm so worried how you're going to wear that.
I heard it too. I didn't. Yeah. Anyway, news.
That was scary. Oh, my God.
What, Louie, you want me to go to the news? Sure.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
That on Saturday night, I caught up with Loggie from The Brekkie Show and her fiancé Jimmy for dinner at the Port Arlington Grand Hotel on Saturday
night.
Tom
is furious.
It's not my fault I hang out with her more than he does and they're on the same show together. And I did find it because I know Log, she said to me, she's like, I really want to go to the Grand Hotel because it's always booked and it's really good food, blah, blah, blah. And like she's in Ocean.
Didn't ask Tom.
No. So she's in Ocean Grove with Jimmy and like my wife and I, we're in town. I was like, what a neutral like spot.
Yeah, all why not?
Meeting at. And it was fantastic. And we were eating inside because it's renovated into two bits. So there's like the old initial original Grand Hotel. And then there's like this really cool young section off to the side.
Did you sit in the cool young section?
There was a group of youths that intimidated me immediately. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Inside we go.
Okay.
But the table we were on next to us was, and I've counted back because I was trying to figure this out, there was probably 16 50-plus-year-old blokes, all like without their partners, catching up for whatever reason.
Sure.
Massive group. And they were having fun the whole night.
Does it look like a regular thing that occurs? Or?
I don't know. I was focusing on my food and the people at the table. But they every now and then they would just make a sound or a bit of a ruckus and it would get my attention.
Yeah.
And it some of the classic like super dad stuff, like when they were, asking for certain foods and they're like, anything else I can add to your order? And they were like, oh, $10,000.
Yeah,
like
nice.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. And then
the kind of blokes that if the FPOS machine wasn't working, they would say, oh, it must be free, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was also mentioned. But, hey, I get it. They looked like they were just having a great night out. So no shame, no judgment there. But I wanted to play a game with you, Jess. There was a point where they all had finished their foods, finished their drinks, whatever, and they decided to leave. Out of the 16 50-plus-year-old men,
16,
how many of them aggressively hand-gestured that they wanted the bill? I'm going to give you three guesses to see if you can correctly figure out how many of a group of 16 50-plus-year-old men all did a version of...
We need the bill.
Check.
Yeah, check. Were they fighting over who was going to pay?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
At one point...
So they weren't wogs.
Eventually...
Because when wogs go out, it's like, no, I've got the bill.
Eventually, there was a point where they did get the server's attention and they came over and they said, oh, that table's paying for it, pointing at us.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And you went, no, we're not.
I was like, that'll devastate me financially. So out of 16 50-plus-year-old men, how many of them... Jess, three guesses, Jess.
10. Higher or lower?
Higher.
All 16.
Lower. Come on, mate. You can do this. You got this.
Okay. 14.
Incorrect. Oh, no. 15. Only one of them didn't do
hand. That's because he's the one who didn't want to pay.
Three people clicked. One person stood up. It was like watching my dad in his day. I was like, this reminds me of 15 versions of my dad. This is fantastic. And but maybe I was thinking back, maybe they were like, oh, this will be funny if we all do it. But one person sat still.
Oh, God.
The other 15 all did this very aggressive thing to maybe a 19-year-old girl that was just clearly getting some cash for the night.
I remember being a 15-year-old girl, Tim, and I waited on a table similar to this. And before they could even ask me for the bill, I took it over and just slipped it onto the side of the table because I didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
No.
It was a ruckus. And then they all did it, and they were gesturing, and I was like, "It's right there.
It's there." Yeah.
Please stop calling me over to this table.
I cannot wait to get to that age where me and my 15 friends, and I tell you what, I need to get working on that amount of friends. But I cannot wait to do it.
You and your three mates are going to cause such a ruckus.
Huge power move.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Good buddy. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.